England and Other Stories, written by Graham Swift and read by Jilly Bond, Philip Frank, Rick Jerram, Chris Dyer, and Stephen Thorne.
"Lord," said my mother, "what is all this story about?"
Lawrence Stern, Tristram Shandy.
Going Up in the World, read by Stephen Thorne.
Charlie Yates is a small, compact man, with the look such men can have of inhabiting well their own modest proportions. He'd been less at ease once with his name. Charles Yates, the proper version. The name he had to write on forms was a toff's name, a joke name. What had his parents been thinking? But Charlie was a joke name too, a joker's name. A right Charlie. Still, he couldn't wriggle out of it. Charlie Yates. No one else seemed to mind. He's 57 now. He's not quite sure how it's happened. He was born in Wapping in 1951. The Wapping he can remember from back then was still pretty much the Wapping that Hitler had flattened. Look at it now. He can look at it now because more than 20 years ago he and Brenda moved to Blackheath. Not very far as the crow flies, but in other ways a different country. They'd made the move because they could. They'd gone up in the world. And Don Abbott and Marion had made the same move at the same time. Don and Charlie were old pals and business partners. Bren and Marion got on with each other too. Now, at 57, Charlie likes to keep himself in shape. He likes, on crisp, bright, still early Sunday mornings, to take a jog. Not such a short one, either. Across the heath itself and into Greenwich Park, then through the trees to the brow of the hill, where you get the view. Then he likes to sit for a bit on one of the benches and take it all in. My city, my London. He's sitting there now. Jogging isn't his friend Don's idea of how to spend the early part, or any part of a Sunday morning, even a brilliant crisp one like this. So Charlie has never jogged with Don. He jogs alone. But every other Sunday, even after Charlie has already gone for a jog, Don and Charlie meet up and go and play nine holes. At Shooter's Hill or Eltham, even sometimes, if someone asks them, at Blackheath itself. Royal Blackheath. There, perhaps, he should be known as Charles. There were never many golf courses in Wapping. When he jogs, Charlie wears a pale grey tracksuit with a blue stripe and neat trainers, nothing sloppy or cheap. The simple thin gold chain that it seems he's worn all his life flips up and down at the base of his neck. He has trim, close-cropped hair that's now more white than grey, but it's soft and fine, and his wife still likes to stroke it sometimes, as if she might be stroking the head of a dog. As he sits for a while, he's hardly puffed at all. At 57, Charlie's father, Frank Yates, had been pretty much past it. But then, he was a docker, or he had been, just like Don's father. Look at the docks now. Francis Yates. You could say that was a toff's name, too. One fine morning in Wapping over 50 years ago, Charlie Yates and Don Abbott had met in the playground at Lee Road Infant School, and, for some strange reason, a big chunky kid and a little nipper, they'd known it would be a lifelong thing. Lee Road Infants had later got flattened too, though not by bombs. For his size, Charlie has quite broad shoulders. When he pushes up the sleeves of his tracksuit or of his red cashmere golf sweater, you notice the tattoos on his forearms, and that for his size, he has large wrists and hands. He also has, for the size of his face, quite a big, prominent, but well-shaped nose. With his deep-set eyes, this can give him, especially when he grins, a slightly wolfish expression, which once used to help him with a certain kind of girl. But Charlie would say, and the jogging, which is sometimes more of a gentle floating run, would back this up, that the most important item is the feet, the balance, and the feet.